What do you think of when you hear the word stress? Well, one thing is certain. There are as many different ideas about stress as there are people who experience change in their lives. Because stress, quite simply, is the way you react, physically and emotionally, to change. Like change, stress can be either positive or negative. Stress may be the sense of concentration you feel when faced with a new and challenging situation. It may be the vague sense of anxiety you feel after one of those days. In any case, you can learn to manage stress so that you can be in control. In its positive aspect, stress can help you to concentrate, focus, perform, and can often help you to reach peak efficiency. Many people, in fact, do their best work when under pressure. Then, when the challenge has been met, they take the time to relax and enjoy their achievements. This relaxation response allows them to build up the physical and emotional reserves to meet the next challenge and is one of the key elements of positive stress. Stress becomes negative when you stay geared up and don't or can't relax after meeting the challenge. In today's world where many situations can push your buttons, it's no wonder some people think of stress as a way of life. Unfortunately, when stress becomes a constant, ongoing cycle, your health and well-being can suffer. Negative stress has been linked with many physical ailments, from tension headaches to heart attacks. The good news is that stress needn't be hazardous to your health. You can learn to manage the stress in your life. Stress is a fact of life, but it needn't be a way of life. There are many things in life that you simply can't control, but there are very few that you can't learn to manage, including the negative side of stress. The first step to managing stress is awareness of the things that make you feel stressed, called stressors, and of the way you feel when under stress. Then, by learning and using simple relaxation techniques, you can balance the stress in your life with periods of relaxation. Finally, by developing a positive attitude and lifestyle, you can be a success at managing stress. You'd probably agree that in order to find an answer, it's helpful to know the problem. Well, in order to manage stress, it's helpful to know what causes your stress and how you feel when under stress. Try to identify the situations in your life that make you feel tense. Then, listen to your body for signs such as headaches, stomach upsets, tensed muscles, clenched teeth, cold or clammy hands, or other symptoms that tell you you're under stress. As you know, stress can be positive when it is balanced with relaxation. However, when stress is constant and unrelieved, it can become negative and even destructive. You can break the cycle of negative stress by learning ways to help yourself relax. By taking the time to practice simple relaxation techniques on a regular basis, you can give yourself a chance to unwind and get ready for life's next challenge. A positive attitude and lifestyle are key elements of stress management. Since stress is both an emotional and physical reaction to change, the better you feel in body and mind, the better you'll be able to deal with the stress in your life. When you learn to think positively, exercise, eat well, and rest regularly, you'll be taking care of the most important person you know, you. Positive stress can help you concentrate and focus, but it can also literally help you to survive. Your physical stress response helps you to meet challenging or threatening situations and is an automatic and essential fact of life. Your physical reaction to stress is always the same, but with negative stress, your body stays geared up and doesn't relax. When stress becomes chronic and ongoing, your physical and emotional health can suffer. Your automatic physical reaction to a stressful situation is the same whether you are experiencing positive or negative stress. Your body is smart, but it doesn't know which stress will be short-term and which will be continuous. With negative stress, your muscles still become tense and your heart rate and blood pressure soar. You may still perspire more and feel the same type of knot in your stomach. In short, positive and negative stress share the same response mechanism. But in negative stress, your response stays stuck in the on position. You can't quite turn it off. With negative stress, there is no true relaxation between one stress crisis and the next. When your body remains geared up, physical and emotional strain can result. Smoking, using drugs, or drinking alcohol do not relieve stress. They only add to the problem. Left uncontrolled, negative stress can lead to high blood pressure, ulcers, migraines, heart attacks, and worse. Fortunately, you can stop the cycle of negative stress by becoming aware of your stress and how you react to it, by practicing relaxation techniques, and by developing a positive attitude and lifestyle. Becoming aware of stress is a twofold process. First, try to recognize and identify the things in your life that cause you to feel stress. These stressors may be minor hassles, major lifestyle changes, or a combination of both. Then, once you realize what causes your stress, try to focus on how your body feels under stress. For example, you may know that getting caught in traffic is one of your stressors, but do you know how your body reacts? Are your muscles tense? Is your heart beating faster? Knowing your stressors and listening to what your body can tell you can help you become aware of your own individual stress reaction. This awareness, in turn, is the first step in finding solutions to the problem. Once you've become aware of stress, it's time to relax. There are many techniques for relaxing, and no one method is better than another. But the most basic is deep breathing. One of the body's automatic reactions to stress is rapid, shallow breathing. Breathing slowly and deeply is one of the ways you can turn off your stress reaction and turn on your relaxation response. Deep breathing is a simple technique that is basic to most other relaxation skills. By inhaling deeply and allowing your lungs to breathe in as much oxygen as possible, you can begin to relieve the tension that can lead to negative stress. And, best of all, deep breathing can be done anywhere and at any time. Try to practice deep breathing for a few minutes 3 or 4 times a day, or whenever you begin to feel tense. Let's begin the basic technique, deep breathing. Sit or stand, using good posture, and place your hands firmly and comfortably on your stomach. Inhale slowly and deeply through your nose, letting your stomach expand as much as possible. Many people are backward breathers. They tend to tighten their stomachs when breathing in. By placing your hands on your stomach, you can actually feel when you are breathing properly. When you've breathed in as much as possible, hold your breath for a few seconds before exhaling. With your hands on your stomach, exhale slowly through your mouth, pursing your lips as if you were going to whistle. By pursing your lips, you can control how fast you exhale and keep your airways open as long as possible. As you exhale, your stomach deflates while the large muscle under your lungs, the diaphragm, expands. When your lungs feel empty, begin the inhale-exhale cycle again. Try to repeat this cycle 3 or 4 times at each session. Another relaxation technique that can help reduce stress is clearing your mind. Since your stress response is a physical and emotional interaction, giving yourself a mental break can help relax your body as well. When you clear your mind, you try to concentrate on one pleasant thought, word, or image, and let the rest of your worries slip away. Clearing your mind forms the basis for other relaxation techniques, such as meditation. The principle of clearing your mind is really quite simple. By allowing yourself to mentally focus on a single, peaceful word, thought, or image, you can create a feeling of deep relaxation. Clearing your mind helps you take a mental and physical retreat from the outside world and helps balance the stress of everyday life. Let's begin the basic technique, clearing your mind. Reduce distractions, noise, and interruptions as much as possible as you begin this exercise. Try to set aside 5 to 10 minutes daily to practice clearing your mind. Sit comfortably, loosen any tight clothing, kick off your shoes, and relax yourself. Then close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly and deeply. Mentally focus on one peaceful word, thought, or image. If other thoughts should enter your mind, don't be discouraged. Relax, breathe deeply, and try again. Stretch and exhale as you complete the exercise. With practice, clearing your mind can help you feel refreshed, energetic, and ready to tackle the next challenge. Yet another relaxation technique is autogenic training. If you've ever heard the expression mind over matter, then you may already have a basic idea of what autogenic training is all about. By giving yourself mental cues, you can literally tell your body how to feel and produce the relaxation response whenever you feel tense or under stress. Autogenics is a progressive technique. You begin by concentrating on a mental suggestion such as, "My left arm feels heavy and warm." As you concentrate on this command, try to actually feel your arm getting heavier and warmer. Then repeat the same command, focusing on your right arm, left leg, right leg, and so on. Try to practice this exercise for about 10 minutes twice a day or whenever you feel stressed. Let's begin the basic technique, autogenics. Sit comfortably, loosen any tight clothing, close your eyes, and try to clear your mind. You may wish to breathe deeply for a few moments and repeat a peaceful suggestion such as, "I feel quiet," "My mind is at rest," or something similar. Mentally focus on your left arm and repeat to yourself, "My left arm feels warm and heavy," until it begins to feel warmer and heavier. Then try the same command, focusing on your right arm, left leg, right leg, and so on, until you feel completely relaxed. Breathe deeply and stretch as you finish the exercise. Open your eyes, exhale slowly, and notice how you feel. As you become better and better at this technique, you'll be able to help your body relax anywhere, at any time. Autogenics is a technique that requires practice, time, and commitment, but the benefits you gain are well worth the investment. Start by practicing autogenics twice a day for about 10 minutes each session. Within 4 to 8 weeks, you may be able to produce this relaxation response with as little as 5 minutes of concentrated effort. And, as you progress, you'll find that it's easier and easier to help your body relax when you put your mind to it. The techniques described up until now are most helpful for people who know what relaxation feels like, but who may not know how to concentrate on relaxing. But what if you are so geared up that you're not even sure how it feels to relax? Progressive muscular relaxation is a technique that can help you actually feel the difference between tension and relaxation. Progressive muscular relaxation is a 3-step technique. First, you tense a muscle and notice how it feels. Then you release the tension and pay attention to that feeling. And finally, you concentrate on the difference between the two sensations. This exercise can be done while sitting or lying down and only takes about 15 minutes. It helps if you can practice the technique in a quiet, relaxing atmosphere. Let's begin the basic technique, progressive muscle relaxation. Tighten your hand and make a fist. Then notice how it feels. Your muscles are taut and strained, and your hand may even be trembling slightly. You may feel tension in your hand, wrist, and lower arm. Hold the tension for a few seconds before relaxing. Release your hand, relax your fist, and let the tension slip away. You may notice that your hand feels lighter than it did while your muscles were tensed, and that your wrist and forearm also feel relieved of pressure. Notice the difference between how your hand felt when tensed and how it felt when you released the tension. Does your hand tingle or feel warm when relaxed? Did the throbbing you felt when tense disappear when you relaxed? It is most helpful to try this exercise on each of the major muscle groups of your body. The basic technique remains the same for each group. Tighten the muscle, release the tension, then notice the difference. You can start with your hands, then progress to other muscles, or you can begin the exercise moving from head to toe, tightening and relaxing the muscles in your face, shoulders, arms, hands, chest, back, stomach, legs, and feet. Stress awareness and relaxation techniques are key elements of stress management, but equally as important is a positive approach to life in general, both in your mental attitude and physical lifestyle. By learning how to think positively and recognizing when to seek support from others, you can approach life and stress as a challenge to be enjoyed. Positive thinking is giving yourself the go-ahead to succeed. The main idea is to develop an attitude of challenge, commitment, and control toward the inevitable changes of life. Creating a positive mindset can take practice, but some of the following techniques can help you on your way. Self-talk means telling yourself what you can or can't do. Positive self-talk is saying, "I can," and setting your mind to meet the challenge at hand. Rehearsal is a way to prepare for a potentially stressful situation before it occurs. Think over the situation, go over the details, plan to take action, and visualize yourself proceeding successfully. Developing an action plan can help you turn a stress disaster into a new opportunity. Always make an alternate plan just in case the one you rehearsed doesn't pan out. In today's hectic, fast-paced world, stress is a fact of life. But stress doesn't have to be a way of life. You can be in control. You can start by becoming aware of what causes stress and how you feel when under stress. Then, by using simple relaxation techniques and developing a positive attitude and lifestyle,